I'm David Martin Davies. Coming up on The Source, women and children bought and sold like objects and used for sex. It's human trafficking, and it's not something that happens in faraway places like Eastern Europe and Asia. Human trafficking is taking place here in our backyards, and in the next hour, we're going to peel away the curtain and expose this ongoing problem. We're going to hear just how difficult it is to stop and help the victims, and there are services locally available for the women and children caught in this web. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you know about human trafficking. Are you one of the fortunate few who broke away from a pimp, the drug abuse and sex trade? Or are you a law officer, social worker, or someone who can help the community understand the scope of the problem? Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation. Victims of domestic minor sex trafficking hide in the shadows for self-preservation, while society further perverts the offense by ignoring the truth. The complexity of this dilemma is intimidating at best, but no moral conscience can remain silent when the truth is revealed. This is a segment, a passage pulled from the 2008 report called Domestic Minor Sex Trafficking in San Antonio. It was produced by Shared Hope International. We're going to spend the next hour talking about this topic. In the first hour, we're going to focus on the law enforcement issues with it. In the second half hour, we're going to explore victims' services that are available in Bexar County. So with me here in the studio to talk about human trafficking, Deputy Special Agent Monica Maple. She is with Homeland Security, and also Detective Renee Ochoa, Bexar County Sheriff's Department, who works in this area. So let me ask you, Detective Ochoa, how bad is the situation in Bexar County? What's the scope of it?
Well, I can tell you it's happening here in Bexar County. It's happening here in our backyard. And I think we're just now scratching the surface of what's going on here. One of the biggest difficulties that we have is it's a very underreported crime. A lot of times the victims are afraid to outcry, to let us know what's going on for fear of something happening to them or somebody in their family.
And Monica Maple with Homeland Security, you work with it on a local level, but also you get a chance to see the national view. What does it look like with the wider view?
Well, we obviously believe even one example or one case is too many, but we have seen an increase, actually tripled in the last 2 to 3 years, of cases, investigations, convictions of human trafficking.
Well, when we talk about human trafficking, people aren't really clear on what we're defining. So can you kind of help us figure this out?
Absolutely. It is confusing because the terms sometimes are exchanged when they really are not the same. Smuggling is a border issue. It's crossing a border. It's transportation-based. It requires that, and it's normally voluntary. The people have agreed to be smuggled. In trafficking, they have lost that ability to have free will in the decision. It is not required to be a border. Trafficking does not have to be a foreign national. It can be a United States citizen. And it's 100% exploitation-based.
And so and human trafficking is using people against their will, coercing them to do labor or do things, someone profits from it. And these people are frequently abused and are killed in the process. And one area we're focusing on in this hour is domestic minor sex trafficking here in San Antonio. And these are children who end up in the sex trade and with a pimp, or they're connected to a cartel. People are deadly serious about using these innocents for their purpose or profit motivation. And so Detective Ochoa with Bexar County Sheriff's Department, you work on this and you've gone undercover. Tell us what you've seen.
Well, unfortunately, the reason that this crime is rising so much is because there's so much money involved in this. Unlike drugs or weapons, if you sell the drugs that you have, you sell them one time, they're gone. You've got to go get more to sell them again. With human trafficking, you can sell a victim over and over and over. So there's a lot of money and very little overhead in that. So that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing that that it's becoming more and more of a problem and a trend.
But I'm hearing about young girls, it can also be boys, but mainly girls, that maybe they have a terrible home life, or they're runaways, and they meet someone who promises that they're going to take care of them and give them shelter, and then they will, through persuasion or threats of violence, will put that person on the streets or put them on the internet and make them work for doing sex.
I can give you an example of one of the first cases that I investigated here locally. It was a little girl who, when it first happened, she was 11 years old. She ran away from home. She lived in a town just south of San Antonio. She felt that her guardians, her grandparents, were too strict with her, so she wanted to get away from home. She hitchhiked to San Antonio, got to the west side of San Antonio, and she knew that somebody who she trusted as a friend and who she thought was a relative lived in that area. So she didn't know exactly where, but she knew it was somewhere right around the west side. So the person that brought her to San Antonio dropped her off, and so she was walking around aimlessly just right there on the west side, and a lady met up with her. The lady was in her late 30s, and she asked her what she was doing here, why she was by herself, and, you know, where her parents were. And the little girl said, well, you know, I ran away from home. I'm looking for my friend, and I know she lives somewhere around here. So she goes, well, you know what, mija, why don't you come and stay with me? I'll take care of you, and we'll help you find your friend. And unfortunately, the individual that she met up with was a prostitute in that area. So the little girl stayed with her for about 3 days, and, you know, she bought her some food, and, you know, she bought her the things that she needed. And after about 3 days, she said, you know, you've been staying with me for a while. I need you to help me pay the rent now. Things aren't free. And the little girl said, you know, well, I'm only 11 years old. What can I can't work. What am I going to do? She said, don't worry, just come with me and I'll show you what to do. And she showed her what to do. And from that point, she had the little girl working as a prostitute right there on the street. And unfortunately, not too long after that, the little girl, because of everything that had happened, she tested HIV positive and positive for hepatitis. So those are, you know, extreme.
So it's not an uncommon story. She was recruited by another woman into the area, and it was turned out to be a prostitute and became trafficked that way. We're going to continue our conversation. If you want to join us, give us a call. We're talking about human trafficking in San Antonio. The number is 614-8980. More on this on human trafficking in our area. But first, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
It was a crackdown on both street prostitution and online solicitation, netting more than 45 arrests across Bexar County.
It included a local middle school teacher and an on-duty ambulance driver and, unfortunately, a civilian employee of the Bexar County Sheriff's Office.
For 9 straight hours on January 11th, law enforcement officers from almost a dozen different agencies posed as prostitutes on the streets and johns on various websites, setting up stings and taking down suspects for a crime that often goes unreported.
Many people are embarrassed or maybe have hesitancy to contact law enforcement because of the embarrassment connected with human slavery, human trafficking.
Investigators are hoping busts like Operation Blue Ice will help bring down the demand of prostitution and human trafficking, which currently generates global estimates of $40 to $60 billion.
And folks, it is big money. It is big money because you can sell guns or arms, drugs, one time. You can sell a human being dozen times a day.
Report from KINS TV, reporter Stacia Wilson, talking about this recent January operation, this bust of Operation Blue Eyes, and Detective Choi, you were part of Operation Blue Eyes, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us about that?
I can tell you that we periodically conduct operations like that. One of the big reasons that we do it is, you know, we're not just looking for the victims. We're also looking for traffickers. So, you know, it's we're going after the demand, and so a lot of times people think it's okay just to pick up a prostitute off the street, that she's there willingly. A lot of times the Johns don't realize that some of these girls are not there willingly.
And so they could be underage, and if a John gets busted with an underage girl, that John could be branded a sex offender for the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
So that's a pretty serious thing, and you're not going to be able to keep that from your family.
No, you're not. And, you know, it's I think the more light that's brought to this ugly crime, the less people are going to think that it's okay to do it.
Agent Maple with Homeland Security, I've heard that San Antonio is a hub for international sex trafficking. What's the situation in San Antonio?
Well, I think the hub is accurate. We are close to the Mexico border, and we're off of I-35 and close to I-10. I think that makes us in a perfect location for all kinds of criminal activity. And, of course, criminal organizations are going to exploit existing routes, and I believe, yes, that puts us in a position where they are crossing and moving through.
I got a comment online. Someone said that frequently these cartels or these pimps will use drugs, narcotics, to coerce young women into the sex work, becoming a sex worker. I mean, have you all seen that?
Yes.
So how does that work?
I've had experiences in investigations a few years ago where they had sought out of young boys in Mexico that were working in resorts and promised them a better life, had their parents convinced that they were going to come to college, and upon helping to smuggle them into the United States, they were held for sex and they were provided narcotics, I guess, as a way to keep them close to them. And that's exactly what happened. This one also became HIV infected and later passed away.
And I imagine they use heroin and heavy narcotics, very addictive narcotics, to get people involved in this. So why is it so hard for police officers to make these busts? What's the hardest part of it?
Well, I think it's because these are underground crimes. These are things that you don't go around telling people you're holding someone in slavery. So they don't self-report. It's not like where I lost my purse and I'm going to run and tell somebody. They're afraid. They're afraid for many reasons. They're afraid because of law enforcement. They're afraid of maybe the fear, the abuse, the physical torture that their trafficker is having holding over them. They might have promised them that you're going to be deported if they're a foreign national. The shame. They might have, you know, made an expensive journey to get here, and they thought that they were going to be free when they were, and they're now they're not.
Well, what about the shame of you can't go back to your family after you've been involved in this area, and you have nowhere to turn?
You really don't. You don't feel you have a way out, and that makes these very, very difficult.
Your family life may not have been that good to begin with, but now you go back, and it's not going to be any better.
Absolutely.
So what about resources? I mean, how much resources is dedicated to trying and patrol this in Bexar County, Detective?
Well, I can tell you the Sheriff's Office, there are two detectives and an intel analyst assigned to combat human trafficking. You know, could we use more resources? Absolutely. You know, I think we're just scratching the surface with the resources that we have. But we're doing everything we can combined with our partners to stop this here.
We heard in that report, Senator Vandepute, she's been very aggressive in trying to pass tougher laws in Austin. So I know that there continues to be support in that area to try and beef up that part of it. So how have things changed in regards to making it more illegal to get involved in this area?
Well, I can tell you, as far as the state laws, Texas has probably some of the toughest state laws on the books of all 50 states regarding human trafficking because of people like Senator Vandepute. She's made it really difficult for traffickers to operate here in the state of Texas. And if they do, you know, they're looking at some pretty stiff penalties, up to life in prison for trafficking of a minor.
So these are girls that can be as young as 11, 12, 13. They're not in school, I guess. They're just, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, There's a certain segment of our population that is at a high risk. Kids that run away a lot, that are truant, that are doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing. Those are the kids that a lot of these traffickers are looking for. They've already got some type of problems, so they're the perfect targets for these traffickers to go after.
So, I mean, can we see them in the neighborhoods or see them? Is there a way to identify them? Can people call? Are there numbers out there that people can use to inform the authorities to look into something?
Absolutely. I don't think there are any specific indicators, but if you see something that just doesn't look right, if you see some young person that's out there on the street and doing something that you just don't think they should be doing, and maybe there's an older person that kind of looks like they're hovering over them, watching their every move, by all means, we ask that you call that in, and you can call the non-emergency number here locally, or you can call 911 if you feel like there's an active emergency that you need to report, and we will give us the we ask that the public help us by being our eyes and ears and give us the opportunity to go in and investigate that, make sure that everything is okay and there's not something that shouldn't be going on that's going on.
And Agent Maple, you said earlier before we went on the air about apps or online tools.
Right. We understand the Red Cross has an application through the App Store, and it's a anti-trafficking application. And if you are not comfortable or someone you know is not comfortable reporting to law enforcement, we surely understand that by the things we've discussed, you can use that application and report through them. Like I said, I don't care who you report to, but tell somebody, because these people, these individuals and these children, somebody needs to be their eyes and ears and speak for them.
So this is a significant problem in San Antonio. I mean, when that bust, Operation Blue Eyes, we had, what did they have? It was like 90 people they arrested in that occasion?
On the last one that we had, I believe it was 46 people. But the operation just prior to that, I think we had 64 arrests on the one just prior to that. So, and we're talking about in an 8-hour period, one night. That's a lot of arrests. And so, again, we were going not just after people that were out on the street doing these certain things, but we're looking on the internet.
People who have their ads on Craigslist, on Backpage.com, they're not ads. They're not like really get-togethers. These are hookups for prostitutes, and if you connect on that, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation in the next half hour looking at how victim services that are available to help the young women who are involved. We certainly want to thank Detective Renee Ochoa from Bexar County and Detective Special Agent Monica Maple from Homeland Security. This is The Source, and we're going to continue in the next half hour. Stay tuned.